One time, ladies and gentlemen, we are live and direct.
Hey, this is Wade.
And this is DJ CJ. We're the hosts of Discarder Radio.
Here in Vancouver. Vancouver.
Here our new take on the 30-year legacy of Discarder Magazine, your Vancouver indie music monthly. Featuring hot local bands, live interviews, and good times.
Yeah!
Tune in every Tuesday from 5 to 6
for your weekly dose of what's happening in print, on stage, and live on the airwaves. It's Discorder Radio.
Discorder.
On CITR.
CITO.
CITR.
101.9
FM. 101.9
FM
in Vancouver. Hello, everybody, and Happy New Year. You are here with Discorder Radio. It is Tuesday, January 5th, and we are going to start you off with a little bit of Shiloh Charity. This is Sparkles for you on CITR 101.9.
Little disco ball in my brain.
was Shiloh Charity with Sparkles. Welcome to Discorder Radio. This is the first episode of the new year. Happy 2016, everybody. My name is Elizabeth Holliday. I'm filling in, jumping back on, I guess, for Wade this week. He'll be back in next week, but right now it's me and Matt Muse in the studio.
Hey, what's going on?
And Shiloh Charity, we were actually just having a little chat about her. Fun fact, so local musician, really great. That was Sparkles, which is one of Matt's favorite tunes of the year. And we were talking about the fact that Shiloh Charity is not only a musician, a successful musician, but also is a voice on My Little Pony. She plays Aria Blaze, who I just looked up and is one of the like human pony characters. So that's fun. If you look up her music video, if you look up the Sparkle music video, which is very cool on YouTube, a bunch of the related videos are all My Little Pony ones. So, fun fact about Shiloh. So getting started. First big thing that's kind of on our radar right now, Shindig is coming back next week. We're starting the semifinals. So we thought we'd just chat a little bit about what has happened in the past. As many of you out there probably know, this is the 32nd year of Shindig that we're in right now. So that's a lot of years. This is Ben Lai's last year, I believe. It's at Pat's Pub. Those are kind of the main points about Shindig that I know. It's been a really great year this year. So far, going into the semifinals, we have the new National Film Board of Canada, Atlanteans, Eshuta, Winona Forever, Pale Red, Walgren, Late Spring, Red Circle, and then lastly, the Psychic Alliance. So those nine bands are going to be going up in three bands a night, three separate nights for the next 3 weeks, and then we'll have the finals in 4 weeks. So be sure to stay on the radar. Go check out Shindig if you haven't been yet. It only gets more exciting. And every time I've heard anyone mention what Shindig is like this year, they always mention the poutine special at Pat's Pub. So if you're hungry and also wanting to listen to some local music, go check that out. In terms of revisiting some of the bands, some of our personal favorites that have played in the last couple weeks and won, last week's winners of week 9 were the Psychic Alliance. So we're going to play you a little bit of Aspartame Baby by the Psychic Alliance on Discord Radio, CITR 101.9.
Jet plane. It's hotter than the sun, yeah, but we can catch the night train. We're America's favorite strangers, bursting through a new vein. You're my number one, you're my number one. Two, three, four. Jet plane, hotter than the sun of Europe, but we can catch the night train. America's favorite strangers, pushing through a new vein.
You're number one.
Sugar doll, la-da-da-da, oh, my sugar doll.
What's up? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to Discorder Radio, CITR 101.9 FM. Keep it locked.
That was Winona Forever with Cell Phone from their Yacht Rock EP. Again, Winona Forever is one of the 9 semifinalists that will be starting in Shindig next week. The first semifinals is Ashuta, the New National Film Board of Canada, and the Psychic Alliance, which are last week's winners, which you heard right before Winona Forever. So if you liked what you heard, or if you want to hear it and you haven't heard it before and just want a surprise, whatever, come out to Pat's Pub next Tuesday, Shindig. Super fun. Great time. And it's getting down to the wire, so you know it's going to be exciting. Another thing about Winona Forever, they are also playing a show this Saturday at the Matador. And it is with Reno, Opposite Shore, and Wind Up Birds. It's only $5 to get in or pay what you can. Check out the event on Facebook. It's probably going to be a good show. I'm planning to go, so you can come hang out with me there. Winona Forever really puts on a great show. Super cute, and you can get in on them before they get into the semifinals, so, you know, before they were famous sort of moment. So speaking of shows that are coming up in town, there are quite a few exciting things happening this week. The first one is a little bit of a personal plug that I'm going to do, but as I've talked about a couple weeks ago, last time I was on the show, I also run Lady Radio at CITR, which is Fridays from 6 to 7. And this week we are having Rooms, formerly known as I Make Earthquakes, live on the show. They'll be performing in studio and doing a little interview with us. It's going to be a really great time. But they are also doing a tape release this Monday at the Railway Club with Portland's Little Star and Vancouver's Only a Visitor. So I'd really recommend you check that out. Also, you know, listen to Lady Radio on Friday, and you can get a little taste of that. That'll be Monday night. We're going to play Market Value by Rooms from the tape that they are releasing that night, called It Takes a Lot to Show Up.
And actually, just before we do that, Liz, what is Lady Radio?
What is Lady Radio? Well, Matt, I'm so glad you asked. Lady Radio is the radio show of CITR's Women's Collective, which was just established this year. So it's a bunch of people sitting around talking about really cool stuff, feminist lenses on like all kinds of things. And we've had a lot of it's a very diverse show, but we like to do, you know, women's perspectives on music, sexuality, relationships, schools. We're having an episode about women in science in a couple weeks, stuff like that. So it really runs the gamut. But it's kind of a new project, and it's very eclectic, but it's a huge collective of a bunch of amazing people talking about cool stuff.
So that's Friday at 6. I can check that out.
Yes, from 6 to 7 p.m.
Nice.
Yes, on CITR 101.9.
I'll be sure to tune in.
Thanks, Matt.
All right. And just to refresh our memory, what are we about to play here?
We're about to play Market Value by Rooms. And this is from the album It Takes a Lot to Show Up on CITR 101.9.
Like friends? Well, we like you, so become a member and get a Friends of CITR card. Not only does it make you special, but it gets you all kinds of deals with our friends at UBC and the West Side, like Australian Boot Company, Dentry's Pub, The Bike Kitchen, Limelight Video, and more. Visit CITR.ca for more, or come check us out in the Nest.
Collection of Christmas music. Christmas happens every year. All of your Christmas favorites. Oh Christmas Tree, Santa Baby, Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Santa Baby, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. Silent Night, White Christmas, Deck the... No, that's Let It Snow. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Hall. Oh Christmas Tree, Deck the Halls. And many more. So what are you waiting for? Order online at syruptrap.ca.
This is Beardy Man, and you're listening to Discord Radio CITR 101.9 FM.
Oh,
Right, that was Rooms with Volume Swells. Rooms is going to be playing at, or sorry, Rooms. I was backtracking there. I was reading the wrong note. That was Frank Love with Volume Swells. They are going to be playing at the Railway Club this Friday with Obscene Being, Glad Rags, and The Remedials. Frank Love is doing this one show before heading to Germany, and they're going to be having a couple of limited amounts, they said, of their new album, which that song was from. It's Hot Garbage EP, just came out in May. Yeah, and they're going to be doing some Euro touring right after this show, so you better check them out before they're big. I, again, am going to be there. The show that I mentioned before, or actually Rooms, so is also playing the Railway Club. It's funny, I feel like since the announcement went out that the Railway Club was shutting down, I'm seeing way more invitations to shows that are happening there than I was seeing, like, in the last year. So I don't know if it's maybe just coincidental or if people are just booking it up or if it's, like, a cheaper space to book, or I don't know what that's about. But the Railway Club's kind of where it's at right now. So, yeah, check that out. Frank Love, Friday night. It's going to be great. Yeah, moving forward, there's just a lot of shows happening right now. On Thursday at the Cobalt is Booze and Rock and Roll. Matt Muse, can you tell me a little bit more about Booze and Rock and Roll?
Well, from what I can tell, it's just going to be pretty much what it sounds like.
It's a common combination.
Well, you know, but what they're going at with the rock and roll theme is it's a bunch of bands that I think most of them we've actually played. Two of them we've played on the show before. Kind of like bluesy rock bands with like really husky female vocals kind of style. So we've got Miss Quincy and a band name that I really like, which is Cobra Ramon.
Yeah.
So that's a good band name.
Uh-huh.
And Savvy, who we of course also played on the show. She had her album out back in the fall, I believe. So yeah, you can check three pretty rockin' female fronted kind of blues rock outfits at the Cobalt on Thursday. It sounds like it's going to be good. What track are we playing here, Liz?
It looks like we're going to play Miss Quincy's Bad Love.
Nice. All right, let's do it. On CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
What's up? This is Kay Flay. You are listening to Discorder, CITR 101.9 FM.
Right, that was Cobra Ramon with No Good, right after Miss Quincy and the Showdown with Bad Love. If you liked what you just heard, and I know I certainly did, some sexy, bluesy ladies, check out Booze and Rock and Roll at the Cobalt this Thursday. It's only $10. Savvy will also be playing. It's going to be a hardcore, I was going to say a hardcore night, but like not in that the genre is hardcore, but then in the feeling will be like rough and... It makes sense to me. Anyway, all right, moving right along. Other shows that are happening this week. Again, this is also at the Railway Club. There's so much happening. January 8th and 9th. Not the Railway Club. The Rickshaw Theater. Just kidding. I was thinking, I'm like, I don't think they could do two shows at once. Art Signified and Not Your Scene are having their 3-year anniversary. So, if you guys are not super familiar with Art Signified, you've probably been to one of their shows. They have been around for, as it sounds like, the last 3 years. Host shows all over the place. So even if you aren't aware, you're probably aware. I know we've written about them in Discorder before. Big fans of them here. Amazing event organizers. not your scene, I actually wasn't familiar with before doing a little bit of research for this. And they are actually an online Vancouver music magazine and store. So they sell the merch of local bands as well as covering local bands. And they specialize in rock, psych, and metal in the Vancouver scene. So they're doing a joint 3-year anniversary party that goes the whole weekend. Tickets are super reasonable. It's $5 for one night and $8 for two nights or for the whole weekend. Both days, they have an art and photography showcase, then they do film screenings, and then the bands. So it's a full night, 2 days of great local art and music. The bands, also, there are a crap ton of bands. The first day, January 8th, is Baptist, Wayne Grow, Eric Campbell and the Dirt, The Pretties, Molten Lava, Dead Again, Heron, and Passive. And then January 9th is Brass, Burning Gats, Astrakhan, Dead Quiet, Anchoress, Colby Morgan and the Catastrophes, The Wandering Halls, and Still Spirits. There are also DJs on both of those nights, so a ton of stuff to see. And again, $8 for both nights, so really probably one of the most reasonably priced shows you'll be able to go to all year. Also, fun fact, if you have ever worked for either Art Signified or Not Your Scene, or with them, it says, you get free cover. So, you know, you might as well go. It sounds great. Also, kind of cool thing, 100% of the profits are evenly split between all of the bands. So the money that they are making from that night, the money that you pay for those tickets, is going directly to the Vancouver music scene, to your favorite bands. So make sure to check that out. That sounds like a really amazing show at the Rickshaw, like I said. We're going to play you a little bit of bands that are playing on those nights, starting off with Anchoress, which is the bass in Anchoress, fun side note, Discord radio fact, is played by Ricky from Discorder, our art director, a lovely Ricky. So he will be playing this Saturday at the Rickshaw. This is Anchoress with She Devil on CITR 101.9.
Jordan from Phoenix Thunderbird, and you are listening to Discorder Radio on CITR. Yeah!
Bye.
All right, that was the Pretties with Half Gram Blues. They are going to be playing at the Rickshaw this Friday for the Art Signified and Not Your Scene 3-year anniversary party. Fun thing about the Pretties, I actually just saw them last week at New Year's at Rent Check, and they put on a pretty fantastic show. That was my first time seeing them live. I've listened to them before, but haven't gotten a chance to see them, and they were a lot of fun. Live saxophone, which I'm always a fan of, and one of them was not wearing any pants, so that was also exciting. So who knows what the Art Signified show will bring with the Pretties. So go and check it out. Yeah, so moving right along, this is Discorder Radio, and we always like to try and tie this back to things that have been happening in the magazine. As some of you probably know, we're in the middle of our Jan-Sember issue, so this is the last month of the issue that is on the stands right now. You still have a whole month to check it out and have it be relevant, so go pick that up. But we are taking a look at some of the albums which were reviewed this month, one of which was Colt Baby's Off to See the Lizard. It was a great review. It's the very first one in our under review section by Claire Bailey. It's a self-released album, which I think is always fun. And I'm a big fan of Colt Baby's, so this has been one of my favorite albums of the past year. This one, Claire describes it in her review as seriously groovy music. And I think that's a really accurate description. So you see for yourself. This is Garbage People by Colt Babies from Off to See the Lizard on Discorder Radio. We'll be right back.
over 30 years, there has been one voice in the local Vancouver art scene that has stood above the rest, and that's Discorder, that conspiracy, punk rock, foxcore, sassy, still publishing magazine from CITR. We're one of the established and trusted voices of Vancouver's music and arts culture in the Lower Mainland, with 8,000 copies distributed monthly to over 135 distribution locations, from the Lido to Zulu Records.
Discorder is one of a few magazines published by a community radio station, and we only serve up the freshest local and Canadian goods.
We have interviews with artists, album reviews, live show reviews, and articles about everything important to our crazy, unique, varied, and amazing culture in Vancouver and across the country.
Pick up your free copy of Discorder today, or sign up to have it delivered to your door wherever you are.
Check out our website for distribution locations and all the information about advertising and getting involved.
Hey, why so sad?
Oh, nothing really.
Not very convincing, Jane girl. Whatever it is, I've got just the cure for it.
One, two, three, four.
Did you know CITR has a women's collective? This brand new collective is all about providing and fostering a community for women who are or who want to be in radio, fighting the gender disparity in media, and centering women's voices and issues. If you are a female-identified person or ally who's already involved in radio or wants somewhere to start, this collective is for you. Email womenscollective@citr.ca for more information and to get involved.
And tune in Friday at 6 p.m. for the collective show, Lady Radio, featuring music, interviews, events, news, commentary, basically anything we care to talk about. See you then.
Well, how do you like it?
There's only one word for it. Terrific.
Yo, what's up? You hearing my voice right now? This is Prevail from Swollen Members. When I'm rocking my motherfucking Tivoli, Henry Class Model 1 radio up in the kitchen, my dial never changes from 101.9 CITR, and I live on 7th and
Bye.
That was Anything For You from Dead Ghost's most recent release, Love and Death and All the Rest. They released that one back in October, and I actually went to the tape release and reviewed that show. It was at the Cobalt with Strange Things and the Shivas. If you want to check out that review, it is on the CITR and Discorder website of Dead Ghosts. Pretty good show. They put on actually a fantastic show. They have a lot of energy. It's super fun. Definitely check out that album if you like what you heard, and there's a lovely review of it in the current Jansember issue by Caleb Fanshawe in our under review section, so make sure to check that out. All right, we're just finishing things off now. So Matt Muse, I know, missed, I think, the Best of 2015 show that they had last week, and he has come in with some numbers that he really wanted to play. And so I think we're going to finish off with some of those. Matt, can you tell us a little bit about this song that we're gonna close out with?
Well, I've got kind of a two-pack here. Yeah, as Liz mentioned last week on the show, you can go check out the podcast if you want to hear CITR's top 10 albums of the year, as determined by your listens and DJ spins, actual chart numbers, no record company, blah, blah, you know, that whole anti-corporate CITR thing that we like to say. including so many, let's see who's on this list. We got Weed, Freak Heat Waves, Faith Healer, Morning Coup, Fake Tears, Tough Age, TV Ugly, Adrian Teacher and the Subs, Supermoon, Old Man Ledeck. So lots of great bands. But, you know, some of my personal favorites didn't quite make that list.
No, it didn't sneak on in there.
Yeah, so I wanted to play some stuff. So these two acts that we're about to hear some music from, they've both been on the show, like, for interviews in the last year. They both put out singles last year off of their forthcoming albums that are going to be out sometime this year in 2016. So this is a bit of a one-two, like, look ahead things to get excited about for in 2016. So yeah, first of all, we're gonna hear, well, oh yeah, and the, after that, you can stay tuned for the Flex Your Head show with Steve's and Mike for all of your local punk rock and hardcore needs. But before that, yeah, we've got two great bands from Vancouver. Yeah, Sarah Jickling and Her Good Bad Luck, Cry Baby. You've heard the song once or twice on the show if you're a regular listener. And then after that, another song you may have heard once or twice on the show if you're a regular listener. It's The Wolf by Chersey, who was she was a top 12 in the Peak Performance last year. And of course, Sarah Jickling was also a top 12 Peak Performance 2 years ago with her band The OLs.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah.
Awesome. Amazing. So we're going to start off with Sarah Jickling. All right. This is Cry Baby by Sarah Jickling on Discorder Radio. Happy New Year, everyone. And we'll see you next week.
This is Chelsea on 101.9 Discorder Radio, CITR. Woo! Nailed it.
Station has a lot of problems.
Tell me about it. Just look at our morning guy.
Hello, this is Mole Man in the Morning. Good Mole Man to you. Today, part four of our series of the agonizing pain in which I live every day.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, not the home of Mole Men in the Morning.